Got Lizzie Baldwin on the phone. Lizzie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I am doing good. Where are we talking to you from, by the way?
I am in Nashville,
that's
Tennessee.
Wow. And you're probably enjoying it down there this time of year, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I do miss the snow, I will say. I never thought that I would, but I miss the snow. I don't miss scraping my car.
Valid point.
We'll give you that one. We agree. So, Lizzie, what year did you graduate from Kenton?
I graduated in 2012.
Okay. So what did you do after high school? I mean, did you just take off, find a job, or did you go further your education? What did you do?
So I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I wasn't a very big school person, to be honest. I was in it for, you know, the musicals, top 20, bands, that kind of stuff. So didn't really know where I wanted to go to college. I ended up going to Bowling Green for a year and majoring in performing arts, getting all my gen eds done. And then I decided to transfer and go to Belmont because a few people that I knew were going to Belmont, one from Ada, and then J.D. Smith, who had done a lot with Top 20, had suggested that I look into Belmont, and I did. And Belmont is really known for its performing arts, specifically having a commercial music program, which commercial music is essentially like mainstream music, pop music, those types of things. So I ended up getting accepted. I got my letter when I was at BG, and I kind of just packed up everything and drove down to Nashville, and I moved into a 450 square foot condo, like right near campus. And I majored in music there.
And a 450 square foot place is not very big, but I'm sure the rent was not very nice either.
Exactly. Oh yeah. The rent was not nice. And that was 7 years ago. And it's definitely even worse now. I can't even imagine what that like little closet of an apartment would have cost right now, but it was great for just me and one of my cats.
Sure. But also not only that, but you got the experience to be there, campus, Nashville area, and just take in all that experience, which...
Oh, absolutely.
Which
and
is priceless.
Nashville really is Music City, and right away, it was a huge shift from, you know, Kenton and then going to Bowling Green, which Bowling Green is a pretty big university, and then moving to Nashville, and I literally knew nobody here. So kind of jumping into that was honestly very difficult, but it was really awesome to be around so many people who were just like me at their high school, and it was really awesome. So many talented people. Like, you think that you know talent and you know people that can sing, but then when you go to a school that is predominantly people who are artists, it's one of the coolest things. Like, everyone I would meet in my classes was individually just as fantastic as the person next to them.
Nice. And that makes a difference, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So you've already graduated, correct?
Yes, I graduated a couple years ago. I definitely took a little bit longer. I worked my entire time through college, so there were a couple semesters I went part-time. Also, Nashville's a lot of fun, so, you know, there were some semesters that I was out having fun, for sure.
Well, sure, you got to take in the sights and the city and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. If you've been to Broadway, you know, like, Broadway in Nashville is where there's a music in every single bar.
Right. So... you've graduated. What are you doing now? What's your future goals, Lizzie, excuse me.
No, you're good. So right now, honestly, with everything going on, this year has just been kind of about, you know, trucking through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently a bartender at a bar in Nashville that I absolutely love. And I do some beauty and fragrance for a company named Chanel. So that's what I'm doing right now. I really haven't been focusing on music, but when I had actually recorded the song with my friend John Dyke, who actually went to Belmont as well, and Tony Chetta, we really just did it for fun. We love Christmas music. It's just a fun way to kind of get to create music without having to write something. So we did a classic, the Christmas song, and I hope to do more of that in the future. I really want to travel a lot. As soon as, you know, the vaccine rolls out and the pandemic starts to kind of fizzle out, I'm going to go to as many music shows as I can to support my friends and hopefully get back into doing it myself. We'll see. Definitely haven't given up on it, though.
Well, that's good to hear. What would you say is your musical inspiration? What inspires you to do what you do musically?
Well, I would say, so my love for music really did start. My grandfather, Stu, is a big jazz listener, and I have very fond memories, you know, driving around, going to the golf course, listening to Ella Fitzgerald. That's when I really started loving music and to sing. I loved Britney Spears as a child. My mom was a big fan of Cher, so I grew up listening to Cher. But for anyone that knows me and knew me in high school, I was a huge Lady Gaga fan. I still am. I absolutely love her. I think that she's incredible, and she's just this artist who has really shown just how multifaceted she is. I mean, she did things with the jazz. She did Sound of Music. She did, you know, every pop album in the last 10 years of hers has been really successful. So I just, quite a chameleon, and I like to think of myself as that way too.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, one heck of a Super Bowl performance. I've been a fan of hers, and I agree. She is multi-talented, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And hopefully you make it there.
Hey, you know, I used to think that I wanted to be that big, that I wanted to be like this giant pop star, but I have found that I feel just as good doing smaller things, more intimate things with music. And I think going to a music school like Beaumont really showed me that it's not about the fame and the money and traveling the world being a pop star. It's really about just like making connections with people and getting to share your gift, which is sappy but true.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lizzie. Well, we appreciate you coming on this morning. We're going to feature.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, we're going to feature your song now on WKTN once we get done here with this interview. And we're also going to put it in rotation through Saturday. So it's going to get played a few times over the course of this week, which is going to be a cool part. So those that are listening, they'll be able to listen to your song, the Christmas song, your cover of it.
That's so awesome. I hope that everyone enjoys it. It was definitely a treat to make as well.
Well, I enjoyed, we enjoyed listening to it here before we put it on the air. And I'm amazed. It's a great, just like all the local talents we've had so far, it's amazing to hear what comes out of Little Kenton, Ohio, and the voices that we have musically. So we want to thank you, Lizzie, for sharing that with us this morning and your story.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you and be safe, okay?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, here is Lizzie Baldwin now with the Christmas song on WKTN.
anytime.